Lisa Scottolini has a great knack of placing thrillers in very real, very personal settings. She's probably best known for her Rosato and Associates series, which take place in a gritty, basil-flavored Philadelphia. This new book, Accused, is in fact the 12th in the Rosato and Associates series, and fans of Lisa Scottolini have been waiting for 3 years for this new one. The book focuses on Mary DiNunzio, who's just been promoted to partner at the Rosato and Associates law firm. Her first case is a 13-year-old girl with a trust fund who walks in, and she is convinced that the person in jail for the murder of her sister 6 years before is innocent, despite the fact that he confessed. She wants him free, and she's got the money to pay to make it happen. So Mary DiNunzio takes the case, and the new Lisa Scottolini book, Accused, kicks off.
And from there, the listener has to take it on their own.
You have to go buy the book, I would say. Lisa Scottolini is up in Norcross tonight as a fundraiser for the Gwinnett County Public Libraries. This is at the Norcross Cultural Arts and Community Center, and it's 7 o'clock tonight.
Darren, our next literary event takes us to Decatur, and it features an author who a couple of years ago had a book with the most fabulous title, Smoking Typewriters.
John McMillan is here to talk about his new book, Beatles versus Stones. It is, in fact, just what it says. It's a look at the relationship between these two seminal bands that defined the 60s, but they didn't just define the decade. They defined two separate subcultures in the 60s. There were the mop top Beatles, and then there were the cigarette smoking Rolling Stones.
And even though it's overgeneralizing, it's sort of the good boys versus the bad boys.
Yeah, yeah. So McMillan has done a really fantastic job of not just kind of collecting these kind of oral histories around what the bands were doing and things that happened as records were being made or concerts, but also what was happening in the culture around them that kind of fell into these two different camps.
To devote this much time to a project like this book, my thinking is that McMillan is not just journalist and historian, but he also has to be a fan as well.
I'm going to guess here that the problem with taking on a project like Beatles versus Stones is at some point you've got to stop. So John McMillan is going to be at the Decatur Library tonight, Georgia Center for the Book, at 7 o'clock. And again, the name of the book is Beatles versus Stones.
Darren, our final visiting author is a journalist whose new book is really a penetrating look at Scientology and its famous practitioners.
Yes, Lawrence Wright, who's probably best known for The Looming Towers a few years ago, which was kind of his look at the 9/11 attacks and is considered by many to be the defining history of that moment, takes on something that is really kind of a challenging topic, and that is Scientology. His new book is called Going Clear. Wright takes a look at not just kind of the history, the formation of Scientology under L. Ron Hubbard, who is a very famous science fiction author at his time, but also how it's kind of become a real subculture in Hollywood and how, you know, so many of from Christie Alley to
Tom Cruise
have kind of become spokespeople, John Travolta, for this movement. Wright does the work and really manages to get through a lot of obfuscation that happens around the issues of Scientology. And his stuff is fantastically documented. And he's going to be at the Atlanta History Center on Thursday. The name of the book is Going Clear, Scientology, Hollywood, and the Prison of Belief. And the author is Lawrence Wright.